though. Back to the orgy, though. An erect 6-foot-long arching penis is often present in these orgies. So these whales have penises that are 6 foot fucking long. Could you imagine that? That's like the size of a fucking tall person flopping about in the ocean. Good heavens. Hello, my girlies, to the girls, the gays, and the theys. Welcome back to another episode of The Bisexual Biologist. My name is Riley, your host for the show, and this is a podcast where we talk queerness, nature, and everything in between. On today's episode, we're taking a deep dive into the wonderful world of cetaceans, a taxonomic order made up of whales, dolphins, and porpoises. Not only are they some of the biggest species on our planet, but they are also some of the gayest species on the planet. I shit you not. This episode will feature some homosexual humpback whales, some bisexual bottlenose dolphins, and grey whale orgies where 6 foot penises are the norm. So let's dive in under the sea where everything is better and gay as can be. Okay, all righty, everybody. Listen in. Gather round, children. I have a story to tell. Let's jump into our first queer icon off the rank, and that is our world-famous global superstars, the humpback whales. So, we're going to start off this episode by touching on, well, it was recent. It was a few months ago now. But recently, there were some news headlines of two humpback whales filmed getting down and dirty off the coast of Hawaii. This is really exciting because it's the first time that was ever recorded, and it's the first ever recorded evidence of copulation of two males, let alone humpbacks as an entire species. So the first time that they've ever seen two humpback whales performing sexual intercourse turned out to be two very gay homosexual whales. So cheers to that. We fucking love it. Nature is gay as fuck, as we say. So what happened? The whales were seen to be holding the other in place with its pectoral fins. So those are the ones on the side, the big flippy ones, whilst penetrating his counterpart. So the penises of male humpbacks are usually concealed in what is known as a genital slit. This keeps their bodies nice and streamlined as they swim through the water, because if they had their big old giant whale penises just flopping about, it'd probably be a lure for other fish and sharks to come and bite it off. So they have a little slit that it hides and stays nice and safe in. So the unsheathed penises have only been witnessed by humans a small number of times. The only other time was when a whale was urinating, so golden shower moment. Don't kink shame everybody. Whales also like to have golden showers, apparently. A new research paper, which was published in the Marine Mammal Science Journal, suggested that the cetaceans, being whales and dolphins, could use their genital slits or the anus for same-sex copulation to practice reproductive behaviors, motion of the oceans, or to form stronger social bonds and assert dominance. So there's like an argument out there that the cost of same-sex sexual behavior shouldn't, like, it outweighs the actual act. So they're saying that the sheer energy input needed to perform same-sex sexual behavior doesn't have any like greater serving purpose when it comes to like reproductive costs or like energy, because you're putting energy into not producing an offspring. So like, why is it prevalent in animals? And there's a very big reason for this. The reason is to reduce tensions, to create social bonds, to create more inclusivity within the pods, because they're very social creatures. Most whales, dolphins live in a pod made up of around 10 to 50 animals, and it's a social hierarchy as well. A lot of whales are matriarchal, so that's led by a wise older female. Go off, sis. And also, mating practices is another reason why some of these behaviors are hypothesized to be done in same-sex sexual situations instead of heteronormative situations where no reproduction is occurring. So if someone's feeling stressed, of course they're going to give their mate like a little bottlenose blowjob and everything's going to be better. Why not? So in cetaceans, the male's penis is normally concealed inside the animal's genital slit, presumably to make the body more hydrodynamic and streamlined, and is externally extruded for sexual behavior only. So people go around saying they're like, these whales weren't having sex. Well, penis only comes out to have sex, unfortunately. So you're lying and you're wrong. So the humpback whale penis extrusions appear to be rare and generally occur underwater rather than at the surface. This is what makes this documentation of it in Hawaii so awesome, because it was below the surface. Okay, so now we've had a little chat about the homosexual humpbacks, one of many gay whale examples, let's move on to our bisexual bottlenose dolphin queens and kings. So bottlenose dolphins, very grey, slippery, silky, smooth, cute, squeak a lot, all over the world. So bottlenose dolphins' lives are characterized by extensive bisexuality and a combined appearance of exclusive homosexuality. Young dolphins will live in all-male groups or pods in which same-sex sexual activity is so common and often results in finding a lifelong partner. That's really cute. So these younger males can split off into an all-male pod and just have like a giant fuckfest and eventually find true love in the form of a male partner and spend the rest of their lives with them. They were seen protecting each other from predators, watching over each other while sleeping, and even aiding each other when the other is healing from an injury or feeling ill. That's fucking adorable. Little bisexual bottlenose dolphins, the darlings. There are lesbian examples as well. I know I've spoken a lot about like homosexual gay males, but documented versions of, or documented proof of female to female interactions just haven't been recorded yet, but they are evident. They do exist, just not in a high number. So there are lifelong lesbian partner dolphins out there. They just haven't been caught on camera yet. So there's that. Okay, so some more fun facts about the bottlenose dolphins. So they are known to exhibit homosexual behavior through tactile interactions where members of the same sex, so males and females, particularly males though, have been recorded mounting one another and stimulating the other's genitals using a flipper, a melon, a fluke, or a rostrum. Those are the different parts of the animal. I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure the melon is like the top of their head. Okay, so some more information surrounding the social bonds. Same-sex social sexual interactions, oh, that's a tongue twister, may encourage the formation of social bonds between members of the same pod. Alliances between male bottlenose dolphins are more prevalent in calves and juveniles, and they prohibit foreign males from mating with females of the group. Strong social bonds between young males could lead to greater group cooperation and altruistic behavior. Another example of a gay whale is the orcas, also known as killer whales. So they have a certain season where all the males will leave the matrilineal group. So that's the pod that's led by the head female, the matriarch. So all the males will leave and then go and join an all male group at a gay ocean bar, apparently, where homosexual interaction is the norm. This can involve sexual play through the likes of splashing, jumping, nuzzling, and rubbing each other's genital areas with their mouths, so whale blowjobs. Orcas are also known to display their erect penises during these sessions. These sessions can last for hours, are always reciprocal, and undertaken by seemingly all males. Some will return to their favorite partner every year, whilst others interact with multiple males. Again, love that. Sounds a lot better than the dating seen in most in most cities of gay, what am I trying to say? Whale dating, gay whale dating seems like it's a lot easier than human male dating, because they're not vapid and they're not flaky and they're not all fucking only here for one thing, which is like muscle gay bullshit. Oh my God. Maybe I'll just reincarnate as a gay whale in my next life. Seems like a lot more fun, less pressure, and probably a lot more worthwhile emotionally, physically, and mentally. Next one are grey whales, who are known to have orgies. So during the summer, when the northward migration is occurring, whales get into groups of same-sex partners, up to fivesome. Behaviours include jumping, splashing, and genital rubbing, as also done by the orcas. An erect 6-foot-long arching penis is often present in these groups. Let's just read that one more time. An erect 6-foot-long arching penis is often present. That's fucked up when you think about how big whales are, and their penises are 6 foot long. Holy shit. This behavior was also observed in females, but to a lesser extent. There you go. See, gray whales also have lesbian only parties. It's just not documented as much because, again, females being left behind, males taking center stage. Fucking typical. A bonus contender in my information for you today is the West Indian manatee, who is not a cetacean, but still a marine mammal. They are quite homosexual and have been known to engage in a lot of homosexual play and games with specific positions known as same-sex convorting. Ooh, same-sex convorting. That's interesting. Often lasting 4 to 8 times longer than the heterosexual mating encounters. Okay, so the homosexual or same-sex sexual behaviors of the West Indian humanities will go on for a lot longer, which just proves again that queer people, queer animals, queerness, queer anything, have better sex than heteros. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it's true. Mouth to penis, flipper to penis, and embracing each other head to tail, so 69 in manatee things, and side embraces were all documented and positions that were seen being done by the West Indian manatees in their play game encounters. So, summary, homosexual behavior plays an important part in the development of close bonds between males and other males and females and other females. It allows negotiation of dominant relationships, so who is higher up in the hierarchy and who is lower, and it allows alliances to be formed within these pods of the whales and dolphins. So there you have it. We've done a quick little summary of what's going on under the sea in terms of which whales are gay, what they're getting down and dirty to, how they're getting down and dirty, and why they're getting down and dirty. And good on them. So they should. They're incredibly intelligent animals, and I'd be quite surprised if they weren't gay. Like many of the other thousands of species on this planet, homosexuality, queerness, nature is inherently gay, and we are here for it. And that's why I'm here to just ramble on this podcast and talk about it more, because in scientific literature, it still has a stigma around it. It's not talked about as much. Most people don't even know about animals being gay. And then there's whole religion side of things where it's like God made everything in his eyes, so this is unnatural. It's like, well, if God made everything in his eyes, then why the fuck are all his fucking animals running around boning each other? Riddle me that, religion, God. Anyway, thank you for listening in to another episode of The Bisexual Biologist. This is episode 2 of the season. More episodes to come, but thank you for listening in. If you have any recommendations, please reach out. We are on Instagram under The Bisexual Biologist. You can also email me at bisexualbiologist@gmail.com. If you have any questions, if you'd like specific animals to be featured, if you know of a topic that you'd like me to research and talk about, then just fire away and send it at me. So thank you once again for listening in to another episode of The Bisexual Biologist. And remember this, as always, nature's gay, baby. So don't hide your DNA. See you later. So homosexual activity in male cetaceans can involve the insertion of the penis into the genital slit, the anus, or in one unusual encounter in Amazon river dolphins, another male inserted its penis into another male's blowhole. And that's from D'Agostino et al. 2017. That's documented. So is that how dolphins give blowjobs? Let me know your thoughts on that one.